and sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. The Twins beat Washington on Friday night 1-0. Zebby Matthews pitched 6 shutout innings, and a 5th-inning sacrifice fly from Byron Buxton was the only offense the Twins would need. Manager Rocco Baldelli on Matthews.
You know, in the middle of the outing, after a guy's thrown so many pitches, you may see the command scatter. That didn't happen. He didn't scatter the ball. He didn't really even feel like he didn't even lose what his what he was doing for hitter. He seemed that in command of all of his pitches and his body, and he just looked very strong just as a whole.
The teams play again tonight at 6:10 at Target Field with Joe Ryan on the mound for the Twins. The St. Paul Saints lost to Worcester on Friday in St. Paul 5-3. The Minnesota Lynx cruised past the Las Vegas Aces 109-78 on Friday night at Target Center. Nafisa Collier had a game-high 25 points and Courtney Williams added 23 as the Lynx improved to 14-0 at home this season. Williams on protecting their home court.
Oh man, we take it serious. We got the best fans in the world, so we want to come out and we want to play the best basketball that we can in front of them.
The Lynx host Atlanta tomorrow night. Thorbjørn Olesen heads into the weekend on top of the leaderboard at the 3M Open in Blaine. He's at 14 under. Jake Knapp is one stroke back at 13 under. Round 3 tees off at 6:20 this morning. The Minnesota United are at St. Louis City SC tonight in MLS action. Minnesota Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell says the injury to wide receiver Justin Jefferson is a minor injury to his left hamstring. O'Connell says Jefferson will be held out of training camp practices for the time being and he'll be reevaluated next week.
Best thing is we avoided anything serious. I see no concerns in regards to the opener.
I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.